If you've been on television more than 5 times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, if your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, if you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If someone asks to see your ID and you show them your belt buckle, if every day somebody comes to your door mistakenly thinking you're having a yard sale, if you've ever had to haul a can of paint to the top of a water tower to defend your sister's honor, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. They always make fun of the way I talk. And I keep telling them, I said, you're going to be real surprised when you get to heaven and St. Peter says, y'all get in the truck, we going up the big house. Right. If you've ever financed a tattoo, if you've ever made change in the offering plate, you might be a redneck. We have words in the South they don't have in other parts of the country. Now, you come to the South, we have words like yunkty. We going to mall, yunkty. What letter does that start with? Does anybody know? I like this word a lot. Alright. That's a word in Texas, alright. Around lunchtime every day you hear somebody say, hey, G it? No, G. Yunkty? If you go to the family reunion to meet women, if you smoked during your wedding, you might be a redneck. And last but not least, if you see a sign that says say no to crack and it reminds you to pull your jeans up. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out tonight. God bless you. Thank you again.